When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Break. Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers, it was Fitness Day yesterday in Creighton
at Midwest Bank. Fitness went very well.
What
today
do we got today?
Food.
Food?
We've had fitness and we've had food. And this is in honor of my dad, Ron Bush, which was,
no.
This is his dream restaurant that he'd love to go to.
Okay.
So Steve is going to duplicate that, or what's the word? Replicate
is the correct word. Duplicate's okay, too. Please proceed.
Replicate. Yes, I just struggle with the words about that. He's going to have a toast buffet. He's going to have a toast buffet this toast. Morning, started at 8:01 to 10:44. A toast. They got toast. They got cinnamon. You got your avocado. You got your jams. You got your jellies. You got peanut butter. You got Nutella. You got straight butter. So you come in. It's white bread only. There is no white bread only. There is no
no
cinnamon raisin or something like that bread. No, they come in. You get your white bread out, and you have 8 toasters. And just toast it up, and then there, and it's like it's a buffet of condiments to put on your toast.
Good God, it's a toast bizarre.
Buffet. It's a toast buffet.
It's a good bizarre though.
Does that happen, or is this original?
My dad's favorite food is toast.
It is.
If one thing he wants to eat is just like toast.
That's toast.
He has toast. He's had. I'm going to say he's into 8,000 to 9,000 loaves of bread in his life of toast. Probably more than that. He goes through a loaf of bread.
Toast.
A loaf of bread. He goes through a loaf of bread a week.
Does he toast it himself?
Toast it himself.
Sharon.
Sharon will toast it also, but he toasts his own bread and does his own work. It's over in the corner. He has a cubby with all of his stuff stashed in there.
Boy, people are interesting.
Yeah.
People are interesting.
There's a strawberry rhubarb jam that I get from the Tractor Supply.
Ooh.
That's his favorite.
Does he put butter with it?
Yes, he will put butter and then that on top.
Sounds good.
So it's a toast buffet.
Is he good at making toast?
They'll have the. Oh, he's very good at it.
Because you know how it is. I bet your Laura's toast tastes way better than the toast you make.
Absolutely. There's an art to being it, to running a toaster.
Women are better at making toast, is my thing.
100%.
Yeah. When I make toast, it's all right.
What's the problem with your toast?
It just doesn't taste as good as when like a woman makes it for me. it doesn't taste as good.
I'm just, Laura, be in the kitchen.
Well, yeah.
It's a clock on the stove.
Jake, it's okay.
I tell you,
but anyway, Ron Ron likes toast above all.
Of all, if
God,
anything,
that's fascinating.
He went out. I talk about my Chips Ahoy.
Yeah,
Ron is like. If he went out, let's just say that if he went to like, let's say it's 1991 or 88, whatever, and you go to the Legion Club, he'd be like, "Do you have anything toast? Do you have any toast on the menu?" That would be what he would enjoy the most.
Interesting.
Now the avocado toast—that's for
new.
That's for the younger. And my dad will not even dabble in that.
No,
that's nothing to do with avocado toast. That's it's jam.
That's gag reflex for me.
Yeah, it's kind of for the younger. The younger people like the avocado toast.
Yeah, that was and the funny kind of beer and all that.
What would you have put on your toast, Sip, of the options Bill provided?
I do like toast, and That's why I'm interested in this conversation. I like cinnamon toast.
That's a good answer.
With cinnamon toast is so
it's so good.
So this was
good. Well made.
This
cinnamon.
This is wrong to do, but I do it all the time when I was growing up and still do it to this day. So you get the toast and you butter it. But to make the good cinnamon toast, it's got to be melted so good.
Right.
So when I had it buttered, I would just take the toast and I'd put it back in the toaster, pop it down, and I'd let it go for about 10, 12 seconds.
Okay.
And then pop it back out. Okay. And it was so melted, then you could get it just perfect.
That's veteran.
To spread it off and be able to do. That was a standard in our house growing up. There was always a big cinnamon and kind of cinnamon and sugar, big tub of it.
Okay.
Every morning it was out. And so you just made your own cinnamon toast and you did it over the top. And then the extra just went back in. The extra just went back into the, if you just kind of shake it off, whatever's left over went back in, cut it up and away. Cinnamon toast is incredible.
It is incredible. Now, there's a key question. Like when Ron makes toast, you can make toast where you just have one slice of bread or, you have the double-decker toast.
He double-decks all. Okay. It's always two.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah.
It seems like at restaurants you get the double-decker
all the time.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I know the double-decker. Yeah.
Is there any response to toast?
There is.
Raise your bread.
To Ron. God bless him.
Toast buffet.
And Shindy.
Yes.
Jesse in Milford says, I have apple butter on my toast every morning.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Patrick says, I like peanut butter and jelly toast.
Good.
It's very good.
Good.
It's really good. What else are we hearing out there?
OG Les says, this is the journalism I'm here for. I'm here for this hard-hitting journalism. Yes, OG Les.
All right, you're here, and we're here, and let's do this.
Butter and grape jelly.
Okay.
Yes, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It is good.
There we go.
It would always interest me. I'd love to hear this. Grape is always jelly. Strawberry is always jam.
Why is that?
Yeah, why is that? Try to find strawberry jelly. Just try it. Go to the store and try to find strawberry jelly.
It's hard.
It doesn't exist.
No, it's hard.
Try to find grape jam.
God, I get excited when I see Welch's grape jelly.
You can see it.
Welch's
can you
grape.
See the lid?
Yes.
It's kind of a purple and white lid.
Welch's
grape jelly. Oh.
One last thing on toast I think you'll appreciate. When I got married 4 years ago.
To Elizabeth.
That's right. And you guys are still together.
You guys know.
Hanging by a thread.
It started yesterday. Right about to go Seth, they ain't going well.
You guys know Seth.
Yes.
You know Seth.
Yeah.
You know of Seth. You know Seth. Mm-hmm. Seth, apparently, without me knowing, at breakfast time, got a piece of toast and put it into his suit and held on to it for the toast when he did a speech. And at, I don't know, about 5 o'clock, he had a piece of toast in his suit jacket for like 9 hours.
He toasted you?
Here's it's toast.
I'd like to propose
with
a piece toast.
Seth, that's gold.
Had it for 9 hours in his suit jacket.
That's good.
Ah, that's so good.
Seriously, peace. I can't imagine that would that went well in the suit, but
no, it's fine.
It was funny though. Funny. Yeah,
think about this. Have you ever had a piece of toast and been like, "That was stupid"?
No,
you don't. Every time you have a piece of toast, and when you have all the condiments laid out for you, all the choices. Life is good. And that's what Shin Daddy's doing today.
That's what they're doing. Toast buffet, which I've never heard.
That's why they do it. New things every day. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Midwest Bank and Shin Daddy for sponsoring hour two, as always, of Early Break. 464-5685, call or text, as always. I was reading Steve Sipple this weekend.
Whoa.
Of Husker Online, On Three.
Hut up!
That's right. There's an article about Carter Nelson.
Well, I talked to Satterfield.
You did talk to Marcus Satterfield, nice. Nebraska's OC.
He's the tight ends coach.
And the tight ends coach.
And he said the offense is going to run through the tight ends. Very convenient.
Interesting, Marcus, that you go that way.
What is this quote, actually? He does have a good room. And I talked to him about Carter Nelson. This is where Bill can come in. I see, Carter Nelson's a true freshman, right? Just got on campus.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He wasn't here in the spring. He just literally got onto campus. I ran into him the other day. I don't think he'd mind me saying this. He's never lifted weights seriously in his life till now. So he's a big horse already. And it's that picture's going to look really good. I'm saying don't overthink this. Just get him ready to play. I'm not saying that he has to be a focal point of the offense. Just get him ready. How hard is it to get him ready?
It's, I wouldn't say much, but it's definitely easier now in today's offense than what it was if you went back in the day with what those tight ends looked like, and they'd be on the line of scrimmage, and they had to be blocking 6 and 9 techniques. The 6 techniques means a defensive end line head up on you, right. And that is, and those are incredible players, and they have to line up against those guys. So let's just say it's like a Jared Tomich. He's going to line up, head up on the tight end, and his number one job to start off with is to kick the crap out of you and be like hands press you off. That's hard. Yeah. That's really hard.
Oh, Jared Tomich would have his way with Carter Nelson right now.
Yeah, just because of the timing. Yeah. So that was, well, that doesn't exist anymore. You don't play a lot of inline tight ends. A lot of times they're off the ball. And a lot of times they're running away zone, and on away zone, the block is they kind of have to get in the way. It's not the same zone blocking where I've got to block this guy, or I've got to block an outside linebacker and the run is coming to me and I've got to be able to block this guy. That's just, it's a little bit different with that. Then also with his ability, you can do certain things then with the flex tight end, which basically is, now he's just a receiver. And you looked at back in the day, got Missouri's had, you know, they had a couple great tight, there's been, ooh, a lot of great tight ends. Not Kellen Winslow. They had two tight ends. I can't think of their name. They both went to the NFL. Didn't really pan out.
We had Kaufman right back in the 2008 time.
But anyway, my point was, because in the NFL they had to line up where
on the line
of scrimmage. Yeah. Had to go block people, and they couldn't do that. Not that they couldn't, but it was harder for them because they were a flex tight end in the offense that Missouri was running at the time. So that makes it to transfer the other way is really hard.
Hard to do that.
It's really, really hard to do. It's the same way with quarterbacks that never ever go under center in college, and all of a sudden it's the NFL. Yeah, they gotta go underneath center. So for them to have the ability to get him on the field and be able to do some things is much easier than it would have been than it was Coach Osborne in 1992.
Satterfield said, well, he's obviously a world-class athlete. He said, we just had to get him here and evaluate the things he does really well and the things he needs to improve on. And the things he does very well, let's focus on those and try to get him on the field as fast as we possibly can. There you go. So you pair him with Fedoni. Fedoni's a good player. And Borkature is a good player. Fedoni's possibly a breakout type player this year.
He had 25
catches. Yeah.
It'll be a breakout year. Knock on wood, stay healthy.
Yeah.
But he'll have a breakout year.
25 catches last year, 4 touchdowns last year. You could see those numbers improve. He's going to have better quarterback play. Okay. And there's going to be more guys around him too. The receiving core's better. Here's what Satterfield said about Thomas Fedoni. He had a good year. Now, this is Satterfield being very diplomatic about the quarterback play from last year. He said, Fedoni had a good year, but we were just limited in some areas of our offense, and we couldn't use the tight end like we wanted to. They're going to have more touches this year, more opportunities, just with the style of play that we play with now. Now, I said, what do you mean? And then he kind of went off the record. Like, well, the style of play, meaning we can complete passes now.
Your quarterback seems to really tight end the first
seems
game
really
last season.
Yeah.
Seems to really help.
Well, I mean, I know I'm being a little facetious, but they completed 52.1% of their passes. There's 16 picks and 10 touchdowns. That's not the ratio anybody's looking for. It's one of the worst ratios I've ever been associated with. 16 picks, 10 touchdowns. So it'll be different. It'll look different. And they do have more around. The receiver positions are in pretty good shape.
They've improved a lot. Yeah.
So
it'd be interesting to see how Raiola spreads it around. If he is, if he's assumed the quarterback this year, if he wins the job, which we assume he will, will he get it around to the running backs, the receivers, tight ends, and really utilize the field?
Right.
That's important because some guys lock in on guys and say, well, we know where he's going this time.
Right. And I just think the options are such.
What Bill?
Jake. Thank you for the quarterback play analogy.
I'm just saying, I've seen some quarterbacks in Miami.
Are they locking in on him? Is he spreading it around?
I've seen some Miami Dolphins quarterbacks in my day, Bill, that you know where they're going to. That's why I threw 45 picks a year. It felt like that's a little extreme, but
right, I get you.
But
there's a lot.
Didn't look anybody off.
I mean, you're going to have Banks. You're going to have Naor. You have Jalen Lloyd. You have Fedone. I think Fedone could be a leading receiver type guy or Banks. But yeah, the point is you got some guys. You got some options. I didn't even name them all. They got enough now that you can't really even name them all. So that's good. That's good. I'm not saying they're Ohio State. It's not that.
Better. No one said that they were, but it's improved since last year.
Thank you.
Before we get to break, Bill, Trados, our friends at Trados, great people.
Thank you.
What is this? Trados.
Jake's going to tell you about him.
But the guy's in charge, Adam Ickes, former Husker.
Yeah. Oh.
He's a big part of Trados.
Yeah. Big part of this.
Grain marketing. They help out with your grain marketing plans because they grew up on farms. They traded a lot of grain. They love the industry. Sip. They've met many farmers that found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. Their goal is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. They help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love at Trados.
Couple things. First of all, what you really like about it is Adam's entire corporation that he has is everyone being involved in the industry from like the ground up. Adam's from Page, grew up as a farmer.
Page, Nebraska.
Grew up as a farmer. His dad's still farming to this day. I talked to him a couple months ago. But the big thing that Adam talks about is that you get to control when you sell and what price you sell at. Don't let the market always be the one that's going to dictate to you. But they help see that you have to have, when you go to things, how many times do I call you? Do I call Jake? If I need help on something to make it better, if you're intelligent, that's what you do. You don't go with the old like, I'll figure it out. I got it. And all of a sudden you make a bunch of errors. How about asking the people that have worked in the business how to be better? Because farmers, think how locked up you are on just running the farm. Just the day-to-day work, the grind, everything you're doing. Then all of a sudden it's like, hang on, how are we going to do this now? We have all this stuff. When are we going to sell futures? All these different things going on. They do all that for you. Also, under the same line, Adam will come see you any place, anywhere, anytime.
Is he in Lincoln?
Yes, he is. 9 o'clock at night in Fullerton. He'll come out to see you, to visit you.
He'd whip out there
and spend time with you. And this is all free consultation, just to say, what do you guys do? Because you really have to sit down with someone. For the most part, it's like you've talked about before. Like when you talk to assistant coach, it's like, well, season's over. What do you do now? Well, actually, we do quite a bit. There's a lot going on, but you have to ask those questions. Yep. That's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Trados.
GoTrados.com. GoTrades.com. Check it out today. Help with your
free consultation.
Free consultation. Bill's Thrills. Dems Fight Words Wednesday.
Okay.
It's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.